Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Let's bring on Brandon Biro. Brandon.
How's it going?
Have you been able to listen to this mess?
No, I just cut the last 30 seconds.
What did you hear?
I just heard if he was in the queue or something, he'd be 27th in scoring or something like that.
And stop.
Brandon, this is Marty Biron here. I want to know, when you grew up in Alberta, what did you think of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League? That's all I want to know. What did you hear about the queue? Because I played in the queue, so I want you to be very careful about what you say.
Be honest.
No. I want you to be very careful what you say for the betterment of your career.
Not a lot of defense, not a lot of great goaltending. That's what I've heard.
Drop the mic.
Oh, that's the second time I've seen Marty get knocked out. The first was Emery, and the second was Brandon Biro, 20 seconds into the round.
I'm going to tell you this right now. This young man has skyrocketed in my books. This is incredible. What an enjoyment to have Brandon Biro on today.
Ask him about the OHL. Ask him about the OHL first before we get to the WHL.
Well, if we're going there, Brandon, what do you think about the OHL?
I feel like it's a pretty skilled league. Not as gritty as the Western League, that's for sure.
All right.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
So listen, quite a career in Penn State. Sixth all-time in points with 91. You're having another fantastic year this year. Obviously cutting it a little short. What can you tell us about your time in Penn State?
I'll say it was the best 4 years of my life, that's for sure. Going to school like that, so much bigger than hockey, that's for sure. The whole atmosphere around college athletics, football and basketball and all that is pretty special. But in terms of hockey, we had a great team and absolutely loved my 4 years there at Penn State.
So, Brandon, you actually grew up in Alberta and played in Sherwood Park, Alberta, for, Bantam, and then you played in the Alberta Junior Hockey League. What made you decide to go to college hockey route as opposed to play major junior in the West there?
For me, I was, a pretty late developer physically and felt like I just needed to give my body a little bit more time to give myself the best chance to play in the NHL. And so I felt like, going the junior A route was pretty good. Started to get some college interest my 16-year-old year and had some buddies that ended up going the college route and they loved it. So I got a chance to go on a fly down to Penn State when I was 17 and pretty blown away by everything that they had to offer. So it was just a really good fit for myself. I'm really happy with the decision I made.
Brandon Biro joining the Instigator Conference Call, Daily Conference Call on WGR 550, newest signee out of Penn State. Brandon, just to be clear so you know who we're talking to, the French gentleman from the Quebec Major Junior League is Marty Biron, as you know. The guy with the raspy voice who sounds like he's been smoking cigars and inhaling them for the last 20 years, that's Craig Rivet. And the guy talking now is Andrew Peters. And you know, one of the questions I wanted to ask you is when you signed, were you, or when you were about to sign before the season was canceled, were you expected to head to Rochester? And had you had any discussions with Jason Botterill about your future with the Sabres?
I didn't really have too much discussion about, you know, where I'd be at the end of the year. They were still trying to figure out all the logistics of it, and I was signed pretty early right after things got canceled, so no one was really knowing what was going to go on. So didn't really have any talks about that. But, you know, in terms of next year, anything, not really sure where I'll end up. But he said, you know, if I play well, I'll be given opportunities. So that's really all I can ask for.
So where did you go to quarantine?
I was at school for a little while and then heard the border was going to close. So I drove up with a guy on my team up to Ottawa here. So I'm stuck here for 2 weeks and then going to fly home to stay in quarantine as long as I need.
And are you guys still working out? Are you guys still trying to stay in shape, or are you just shutting her down?
No, I'm trying to stay in shape. We've got a little home gym here, so, you know, kind of making do with what we have here, because you never know if the season is going to start up again or anything. So I'm trying to stay in shape as best as possible.
What are you guys watching on TV right now? And I know everybody's asking the same questions probably around, but what's on the docket for Netflix or any other shows like that?
I'm watching Friends right now. I was watching it up in the U.S. a little bit at the start of the year, and they took it off Netflix, so I've been off of that for a little while, but now it's on Canadian Netflix, so kind of been rolling through that, and that's kind of what I've been going with.
I said to the group the other day, but I'll suggest go and watch Tiger King. That to me right now is the craziest. I can't even imagine that people, that is real. So I'm telling you, after you're done with Friends and you have your fun time with, you know, Ross and Chandler and Joey and all those guys, like, go and watch Tiger King and you'll realize, like, what world do we live in? It's absolutely nuts.
Who is your favorite on Friends?
I like Joey, I think. He's the funniest. He's my go-to.
How annoying is Ross?
I mean, he's not too bad. I feel like he kind of grows on you a little bit.
He's kind of like Marty.
That's exactly why I take offense to that comment made by Petey.
That was a setup.
Yes.
Listen, I think Ross would have excelled in the queue.
You know what? I'll tell you this, though. Ross ends up with Rachel many times over, and I won't, like, spoiler alert for the end, but I feel like I'd be okay to be Ross. Don't worry about me. Jennifer Aniston, I'd be okay.
Brandon, what's your favorite episode?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really have a favorite one. I haven't watched it in a while, but I don't really have one.
Are you into any of these YouTube videos that are going out online? All these trending, I mean, whatever they are, there's so many of them. Have you been keeping up on those?
No, I feel like I'm trying to stay away from those as much as possible.
Brandon, question for you. You know, I know that you've you just signed with the Sabres. What type of player are you? What player do you kind of like emulate your game after?
I feel like I'm a player that is a pretty good complimentary player. A guy who's just kind of come into the league that I, you know, kind of hope that I could turn out like is Taylor Yamamoto in Edmonton. I know he's been, you know, excelling really well as kind of an undersized guy in the league, and that's someone who, you know, I kind of want to play like eventually. And so I feel like I got a 200-foot game and like to use my speed to make plays.
So Sherwood Park in Alberta, is that closer to Edmonton or Calgary?
Edmonton. It's about 15 minutes from Edmonton.
Okay, so did you grow up an Oilers fan, or like who did you grow up watching, and who was your team when you were a kid?
Edmonton's kind of been my team, you know, the whole way up. I liked watching them. I liked watching Nugent Hopkins a lot. He was probably my favorite player growing up, so. Yeah, I was a big Oilers fan, still am.
All right. Well, enjoy your, try to enjoy your quarantine, and hopefully we can see on the ice here in Buffalo, whether it's for development camp or training camp at some time soon. So take care of yourself. Stay in shape. Only gets harder from here. It's the best advice I can give you.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.